relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Can I ask a very simple question, my friends? And it's not really rhetorical, but you can take it however you wish. What is the point of Congress? What is the point of electing anybody? Whether it's the local councilman, whether it's your governor, whether it's your congressional representative, or whether it's your senator. What is the point if things occur which are qualitatively wrong, which are morally bad? And we know them to have happened. They are indisputable facts. But nothing happens. I was asked today, I just recorded an interview with my good friend, former CIA, former NYPD patriot, Buck Sexton. And he asked my opinion. This is what shaped the opening of our show today. He asked me, what do I think about these new calls for a special prosecutor to be appointed by the president before January the 20th to look into the Hunter Biden corruption allegations? And we have new news on that that you will not believe. And my response, I thought, do I do this to Buck on his show? And I thought, he's committed to the truth. I believe in the importance of the truth, and I'm just going to say how I see it. I don't care, is what I said. I don't care. Another special prosecutor? What difference does it make? Look at what Robert Mueller did. A man who was put in place to take down a president for political reasons, not criminal ones, because for 20 months he tried to find a criminal reason and he couldn't. $40 million spent. Not one crime, not one crime identified against President Trump or his campaign. So then he has to tack on an appendix with 10 theories of obstruction of justice? That's what we paid a special prosecutor to do? To come up with hypotheses? Go to hell, Robert Mueller! It's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt as measured by a jury of your peers. Not theories of how he could have done something wrong. So I don't care about another prosecutor. It's a sham. They're uncontrolled missiles anyway. They never end up investigating the thing that you're actually set out to investigate. The last time that ever happened was when Joe DiGenova was a special prosecutor. And what did he do? The honorable thing. He found no evidence in his specific mandate, so he shut himself down. When does that happen in D.C.? Somebody, a government entity, shutting itself down. Are you kidding me? They grow like Topsy, bigger and bigger every year. More employees, more money, more budgets. Have we, as I've asked before, become a land of no consequences? I ask you this because of some stunning video that the mainstream media will not share with you. It should be on a loop. If CNN cared about the truth, as they did 30 years ago, this next video, this two-minute video, should be playing on a loop on every cable channel. Because this is what really happened in the last election. This is from the Senate hearing yesterday by the man charged with investigating the fraud, an individual called Jesse Bennell. And this is what he found in Nevada, just in 2 minutes. And it led to Senator Rand Paul making a shocking statement in response. But let's start with Mr. Bennell. Cut one.
This year, thousands upon thousands of Nevada voters had their voices canceled out by election fraud and invalid ballots. Here's how it happened. On August 3rd, 2020, after a rushed special session, Nevada legislators made drastic changes to the state's election law by adopting a bill known as AB4. The vulnerabilities of this statute were obvious. It provided for universal mail voting without sufficient safeguards to authenticate voters or ensure the fundamental requirement that only one ballot was sent to each legally qualified voter. This was aggravated by election officials' failure to clean known deficiencies in their voter rolls. Because of AB4, the number of mail ballots rocketed from about 70,000 in 2016 to over 690,000 this year. The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. While the media and Democrats accused us of making it all up, our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters and comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bill, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada.
Did you hear that? That's one man's evidence. And not theories. Not just ideas, senses, feelings in your marrow. Listen to the numbers. 42,000 votes. 42,000 voted more than once. Do you know how much Donald Trump, quote unquote, lost Nevada by 34,000. 42,000 people voted multiple times with different spellings of their names, different versions of their names. 19,000 voted who weren't residents of Nevada. That's one state. And 1,500 dead people voted. Now, you can talk about accidents. You can talk about maybe somebody scanning a ballot twice. But how do dead people vote by accident? They don't. Every dead person voting is an individual committing a felony. Where are those 1,500 felony charges alone? But will anything happen? It's not over. Said it yesterday. But have we become a land of no consequences? It's up to us and those that we elected. You will hear Senator Rand Paul's response here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host. I'm supposed to do that at the top of the show. I think you know who I am. Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, member of his National Security Education Board. You don't want to miss a second. Stay on this channel.
Can't just say, oh, 4,000 people voted in Nevada that were non-citizens, and we're just going to ignore it. We're going to sweep it under the rug. Say, oh, the courts have decided the facts. The courts have not decided the facts. The courts never looked at the facts. The courts don't like elections, and so they stayed out of it by finding an excuse, standing or otherwise, to stay out of it. But the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen, and the only way it'll be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws.
Wow. Senator Rand Paul, in many ways, the election was stolen. A great, great thing for him to say, a brave thing for him to say. It's just a statement of truth. But at the end, I'm not sure I like the, and we have to fix it so it doesn't happen again. No, we have to make sure it doesn't happen now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The call board is almost full. One line open. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But we're going to go to our first guest of the day, who I'm sure has much to divulge to us because he's the best connected political expert in D.C. He's the Washington political editor for the most influential website, Breitbart.com. Matt Boyle, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka is always here.
It's hard to hear you. I don't know if you're hiding in a deep submarine somewhere, but we will persevere. We will persevere. Give us your estimate of how significant it is to have a serving senator who's not really a MAGA guy. He's probably the figurehead of libertarians in America, so he's not exactly a Donald Trump super fan, a supporter of the president. How significant is it to have Rand Paul, a senator, say, yeah, the election was stolen?
Yeah, that's a huge step in the right direction. It's good to see Senate Republicans fighting. And by the way, it wasn't just Rand Paul. It was Josh Hawley, who's fantastic, and Senator Ron Johnson, as well as other senators on that committee yesterday who were doing that hearing. But it was a definitely strong step in the right direction to see Senate Republicans fighting back. They're using their majority to expose all of this stuff. And Senator Paul's broader point here is that while hear the talking points from the left that, oh, Trump and his allies are like, what, 1 in 59 or something in court cases. Well, it's technically true. The reason for that isn't because these courts have examined the actual evidence. It's
right.
Because they found procedural reasons to get out of hearing the cases. And this is a really tough position. Look, I've seen election challenges in the past in Senate races, governor's races, congressional races, and so on and so forth. I've covered a lot of them. Usually the person going in with the lead comes out with the lead. It's very rare that it gets overturned. And this has so many different things and so many different places going on at the presidential level in this race. But the thing is that what we need to do is we need to strengthen our election system from top to bottom. And that means that we need our state legislatures to get active and engaged on this in the earlier day, early before elections. We need secretaries of state that are going to do the right thing rather than create a system that's ripe for fraud. And so you have, in many of these different states, kind of like a perfect storm that happened in the lead up to November, in that you had a pandemic, which the Democrat officials, in many cases governors and secretaries of state in a lot of these states, abused their authority to change the rules on how elections were done using the emergency because of the pandemic. Then you had state legislatures who weren't necessarily on top of the ball here, but I think a lot of state lawmakers are learning from this whole experience. So I think that at the very least, we need to learn from what happened here and make sure that this never happens again. I would like to see them actually do something about it in this case, but we haven't had a court yet willing to hear the evidence. We haven't had, and time is running out here. So the Electoral College has already voted to make Biden the president-elect. So the question then becomes, at what point is it too late? But the most important thing is, for the future, we need to make sure that we are on top of this going into elections rather than coming out of them. It's much easier to stop fraud before it happens than to stop it after the fact. And yeah, that's the big takeaway from this.
Let's switch to another massive story of the day. I'm sure this happens to you all the time. When you're short of a bit of cash, Matt Boyle, you just write an email to a rich oil tycoon and say, hey, can you just Venmo me over $10 million? This is the report from the New York Post. This is an email chain that was revealed by Tony Bobulinski, business partner to Vice President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who just three years ago wrote an email to Yi Jingming saying, I just need a $10 million. Could you send me $10 million? Is this a story amongst your mainstream media colleagues, Matt Boyle?
Well, some of the mainstream media people have started covering it now that the election's over. So I think CNN did a story about all the Hunter Biden problems now that he confirmed he's under investigation. Good for them for actually joining the crowd. But here's the thing. We've been covering this stuff for many years. The Hunter Biden corruption is one of the biggest stories of the Obama administration during the Trump administration, and will be if Biden is inaugurated as president during the Biden administration. The establishment media has ignored this corruption, which is actual real corruption, and they've focused all their efforts on nonsense, fake scandals like the Russia, Russia, Russia nonsense, and they've allowed the Chinese Communist Party and their sycophants like these CFC characters to gain influence and authority on the world stage. Look the other way while top Democrats have been compromised by China. It's not just Hunter Biden. They're Democrat House members. We know about Eric Swalwell now, but that was 5 years ago that Eric Swalwell was compromised by a Chinese spy. How many other Democrats are compromised by the Chinese Communist Party? And why did it take us 5 years to learn about this? The FBI is holding up doing a briefing about this. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, has requested a briefing from the FBI about this. They agreed to do it, and then they keep rescheduling and they keep kicking the can down the road. We need to know what anything and everything about the CCP. The Chinese Communist Party is the greatest threat to the United States of America, hands down. Bigger than any other threat in all the other threats combined. on the world stage. I think it's safe to say that. Only yes, there are as radical Islamic terrorism out there. Yes, the Russians are gangsters and thugs. But the big threat, the biggest threat, hands down, that we face this century is the Chinese Communist Party and their efforts to dominate the world. And they engage in these influence operations where they buy off and then they all sorts of other different tactics that they have to influence and take control of Democrat politicians. All this stuff that's coming out about Hunter Biden is proof of the Chinese Communist Party influence operation on the Biden family. And if he's inaugurated as president, Joe Biden, that is, on January 20th, we will have, as president of the United States, somebody whose family has been infiltrated, as has been documented
with CCP. Without a question of a doubt. And it's not just $10 million. Tag this man on Twitter, mboyle1. Read his articles at Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, wishing Matt Boyle a very Merry Christmas. Your calls next here on America First. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You can't say it. It's just craziness. You've got to agree with America First.
We are back. Car Firearms Group is proud to sponsor this segment. Car Arms, K-A-H-R. Magnum Research, the people who bring you the Desert Eagle. And Auto Ordnance with those so-called Tommy guns. That's Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Go to KAHR.com and check them out today. Let's go straight to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go right out on a limb. The craziest call. Let's start with that. Let's go for Anthony in Arizona, line 3.
Excellent. Good morning, Sebastian. Or afternoon, Sebastian. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. So your last guest was also from Breitbart. I'm quoting Charlie Spearing from Breitbart. During the CPAC, John Kerry had visited Antarctica the day of the election in 2016. He joked, I don't know who he was negotiating with there. Is there anything that we should know about Antarctica and any type of influence Antarctica would have over the United States elections?
I'm going to go out. I'm going to risk it here and say no. Unless he's going to his giant hollowed-out private volcano under the ice, I would say we have more important fish to fry.
Excellent. So there's nothing that we would know about Antarctica potentially having a...
What are you positing? Are you positing the lizard men in Antarctica? I mean, I need to know what you are suspecting John Kerry is doing in Antarctica on Election Day.
Potentially reaching out to an elite group of leaders that may or may not have sway over our election.
Like who? Who are you thinking of? I need to know. Who are these people who hang out in Antarctica?
Not certain. Based off the Antarctica Treaty, it should only be scientists, nothing political.
Okay, so you've got zero proof of anything you're positing.
No, just the Breitbart article that I'm quoting. And Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State.
Yeah. Anthony, I think you're wasting your time. Thank you kindly. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Guys, seriously, don't waste our time either. Gosh. Let's stick to something a little bit closer to home. Los Angeles, Palabo, line 5.
Hello, Mr. Gorka. I'm in the corner of L.A. County where a number of restaurants have been seating and serving in defiance for a week now. I'm not going to name them.
No, don't.
But if you look, if you look, you'll find them. God bless them. Every restaurant should be doing the same thing. They can't stop us all. And people are lining up to go to these restaurants, by the way. I have a message for the spineless Republicans in government who rode on Trump's coattails. We wanted Trump, not you. You abandoned Trump, and you will never get elected again, especially senators who won't object to the electoral count. We don't even want you. We didn't ask for you. We wanted Trump. Now, under Biden-Obama policies, your kids are already 50% less likely to get a job, and you're more likely to pay $10 per gallon of gas and $1,000 a month power bills. We already have a taste of that in Cali. Trump managed to get the gas down to, if you look, you can find it for $3 a gallon. He managed to do that by opening up our domestic production. And, of course, the Green New Deal asses are going to shut that down. Now, myself, I plan everything that you can do. If you were near Washington, D.C., go to the Supreme Court and camp out there, man. If you are in Washington, D.C., go to the Senate and camp out there. I'm going to Carson City. I'm going to go to the court, to the state capitol in Nevada. That's the closest place I can go. All of our people who are unemployed, time for you to go to the swing state, steel states, and go camp out in front of those legislatures so that they drive by you. Even if they're not in session, they're going to be driving by you. Let me tell you something, man. If we don't fix this now, Republicans are going to be a smaller and smaller minority party.
Are you in the restaurant trade? What do you do? Don't give us any names.
I am not in the restaurant trade at all. But I'm making sure to hit to go and buy and have a meal at every one of these restaurants that's in defiance. There are some in Ventura County. There are some in L.A. County. I'm not going to name them. I don't want to get them in trouble.
Right.
But there's the thing that bothers me is that these Republicans are so spineless and short-sighted. They don't see what's going on.
Palabo, you are a man after my own heart. And I don't know if you came up with it, but I'm going to use it. The steel states, that's what they are, and that's what we must call them. They are spineless. The GOP is spineless. But that doesn't mean that we have to be. Stay on the line. I think we've spoken to Palabo before, but if we haven't given him a copy of The War for America's Soul, let's do that right now. A signed copy. God bless. Oh, and by the way, you can get a bundle for Christmas. All three of my books signed at our new store, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. If nothing else has helped you, if you're looking for that solution, you've got to try this product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. Find out by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com today. It costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. Is it worth less than a dollar a day to you to be pain-free? Of course it is. Find out if you're the next success story. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You deserve to know you've waited long enough. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. You are remarkable. We had a goal on this modest little show to help 1,100 children this Christmas, children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system through the Prison Fellowship. We're not even finished yet, and you've blown it out of the water. 2,100 children who will get a Christmas gift from you and a children's Bible and a note of love and hope from that incarcerated mother or father. You are Christmas angels. God bless you all. $22 is all it takes. If you haven't done so already, if you want to do what our Lord and Savior said, come unto me, the little children. He cared so much above all else for the innocent. Please make a donation today in any amount at sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner at the top. Or call the amazing people at Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. And if you're doing okay, if you can afford it, think of this. $220 makes the Christmas of 10 children that much brighter. It's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, the Angel Tree banner at the top. Be a Christmas angel. God bless you all. Now, this doesn't happen half as often as it should do because they make this show possible. We don't get handouts from Uncle Sam. This is a free market enterprise, and it is possible because of great Americans, patriots, men of God, like Pete and Seth Talbot, the people who made my back pain-free, and that's why I love Relief Factor. But they're not here to talk about that. Pete and Seth Talbot, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, my friend. How are you? Hey, and you can sign us up for 300 of those kids right now. Well, what? Let's keep moving on. But we'll
oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Okay. All right. You heard it here. You heard it here. God bless you all. That's amazing. 300. Did you hear that? Will you just do what they did? God bless you. Okay. I'm just speechless. Let me hand the mic over to you. So talk to us.
Wait a minute, Sebastian. I think it should be 400.
Oh my. You know, 500 is a round number. I think 500 is a round number.
You know, I think that's a decent number. I think 500 is a good number.
Guys, you are a blessing in so many ways. Let's talk about how you're blessing American military families with this new thing that not enough people know about. They know how you're bringing painless life to tens of thousands of Americans, me included, with Relief Factor. If you haven't tried it out, you don't know what you're missing, and you don't have anything to lose. $19.95 for that quick starter pack. Just try it today, relieffactor.com. But talk to us about what you're doing with this beautiful project, Honor Bound, and who you're helping.
Well, we've been wanting to do something for military veterans or military families for a long time. In fact, the original idea that we were bouncing around was maybe starting a company that would employ them or do job training or whatever. And along the way, my father and I were talking about starting a coffee company also as another business venture. And eventually the ideas just kind of merged and it became clear, let's start a coffee company that we can put in 100% of the profit to benefit military families. So we started this about a year ago, and we've been working with a variety of the hosts, as you know, and we've been able to grow it. We're very excited about it. It is. Imagine this. You go to the store and you see this coffee on the shelf. That coffee has been there for weeks, if not months. And people think they know what coffee, fresh coffee tastes like because they may get some beans that are maybe even just a few weeks or a month old. We ship out the coffee to you within 24 hours of it being roasted. And that kind of coffee, when you pick the top 1% shade tree grown coffee, best coffee in the world, 24 hours after roasted, is a coffee experience that most people have never, ever had.
Let me share with you this experience. When I was a kid, I had to take the bus home from school halfway, and I had to walk the rest of the way, and it was about a 30-minute walk. And I had to walk past a coffee roaster, and they were ingenious because they had the vent for the roasting machine blowing the aroma of the freshly roasted coffee out onto the sidewalk. And it just, man, did you want to buy coffee? But I have to ask you, I know how long it took to come up with the Relief Factor, the time you dedicated, the experimentation to get that product that attacks the inflammation at the source of the pain. Wasn't it daunting, Pete, to take on a completely new industry like coffee?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because we'd actually been working with a coffee company. We got to know them really, really well here in the greater Seattle area. And we realized that quality premium coffee, it came to, it is, most people have no clue
what a true premium coffee tastes like. And we wanted to deal with a coffee that was truly premium. Our coffee is grown in at a high altitude. It is grown in the shade, and it is absolutely wonderful. This means the acidity is lower. It means that the caffeine is more assimilable into your body. In other words, most of our coffee drinkers can even drink it at night because it won't keep you up. And so it just has a quality. And we roast to order. What Seth was talking about earlier is critical. You buy beans in a grocery store, very often they can be sitting on the shelf or in a warehouse before they get to the grocery store for 6 months.
Right.
And so a true fresh roasted, we ship within 24 hours, almost always, 24 to 36 hours. We ship to order. And the difference is just amazing.
Where can they try this roast to order? Where do they go, guys?
It's actually pretty easy. Honorboundcoffee.com. And, you know, we're making it incredibly easy just to test this. We're making it available at 50% off on your first order. So we're teasing you. We're so confident you're going to say, holy cow, this is different than any other coffee I've tried. This truly is premium coffee.
My wife is a massive coffee snob, and she without her coffee in the morning, that's it. She just doesn't do anything, and she loves the coffee you send us. And think of this: when you can say to your buddies, not only do I have my coffee is roasted to order, but I'm helping veterans as I'm buying it. That's who Pete and Seth Talbot are. Go now to honorboundcoffee.com. I need to ask you: it's the Christmas season, guys. I know you're super busy. Can you stay on for just one more quick segment?
Sure.
Okay. I apologize right now, but I got to advertise something. It's called Relief Factor. So stay on the line. There is a product that I said I'm not going to endorse unless it's real. 2 years ago, these gentlemen came to me, and I had a lower back pain issue that I just gotten used to. I just inured to the pain. 9 years, almost a decade, and I just gave up trying to do anything about it. I took Relief Factor. Not 3 weeks. 2 weeks later, I was kneeling down in church, and every time I knelt down, my back would hurt. And halfway through the Mass, I thought, that's weird. My back's not hurting. Oh, I see. And that's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans, and it could be you. This is the product that attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation, not your capacity to feel pain, which is what synthetic painkillers do. Try it. What have you got to lose? The 3-week quick starter pack is $19.95. That's incredible. What can you get for $19.95? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Like the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Do it today. ReliefFactor.com. Call them 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. You know it makes sense.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
We are back, guys. America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, currently member of his National Security Education Board. Across the nation, hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, live streaming on YouTube. We just broke 25 million views on our new YouTube channel. If you're watching us there, hit the like button. We are back with the people who make talk radio possible. It's you. And it's our great, great sponsors like Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind that incredible product. Not only that, but now Honor Bound Coffee. Roasted to order, the coffee where all the profits go to military families. They've sacrificed enough. You can drink the best coffee and give back to them if you go to honorboundcoffee.com today. It's just a twofer. It just makes so much sense. Likewise, if you're in pain, you've got to check out relieffactor.com and try the 3-week quick starter pack, because what have you got to lose? Accept your pain. Pete and Seth, one question in the last 2 minutes we have with you. there is a kinship between what you do at your amazing companies and what we do here at Salem. I only agreed to host this national show because I met men and women who were really good businessmen, but the first thing was mission, and it was country, and it was the glorification of God. Explain to our listeners how that shapes what you do. It's not just about the bottom line and profit, is it, gentlemen?
No. We're quite passionate about purpose. And one of the things that have been such a rewarding outcome of partnering with Salem for so many years now is something just like you mentioned, where this kinship and the fellowship we have, it's a very unique thing that we get to do. And we are very, very grateful for being able to do what we're able to do, be able to enable voices like yours, and to be able to make such an impact, both from obviously the benefit of the product is something that's just so fulfilling, but also what we're able to do with these shows and help voices that otherwise wouldn't be able to make it.
Let me be clear, because I haven't done this publicly, and I'm going to do it now because you deserve it. You guys stood by us and me when you didn't have to, when the left was insane. And you are good men for doing that. So God bless you. Pete, talk to us about how your faith and your sense of the truth informs what you do every day in Relief Factor and Honor Bound.
Well, bottom line, and just real briefly, as Christians, we have come to realize that we're really not owners. As Christians, we are stewards.
Yes.
And so this is what hit. I'm so proud of my son when he first said, you know, we were considering starting a coffee company. And it was my son who said, Dad, you're right. Let's do the coffee company. But let's give 100% of the profits to support military families.
It's just beautiful, guys. This is who they are. Follow them at Relief Factor on Twitter and at Seth Talbot. It's honorboundcoffee.com, supporting our vets, and relieffactor.com. God bless you guys, and Merry Christmas. Yeah.